Are you looking for a new recipe to add to your family's cuisine?
We've got you covered this morning as Ready, Set, Cook is here to share a new recipe for vegetarian pad thai.
We also have another Reflections of Hope episode to share with you today. Faith for Today will join us to share a devotional thought. We will have music and doctor's orders.
Don't miss a single moment. Good morning and welcome to Wake Up With Hope. Thank you for waking up with us today.
Buenos dias. Hey. Bonjour. We are happy to be starting the day with you this morning. Where are you waking up with us from this morning? Send us a message on our official Hope Channel Facebook page and let us know. We love hearing your comments.
We sure do. And did you know that today is International Museum Day?
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it really does. You know, museums can be places that really inspire learning, curiosity. We encourage you to find a museum nearby and maybe visit one over the weekend. And we don't live too far from D.C. There's a lot of amazing museums there.
Yes, we've learned a lot of new things. Friends, the love of Jesus extends far and wide. And our program this morning is designed to help you feel how much God wants to be involved in your life. He desires that you would have an abundant life and a life of success and triumph.
Yes, He does. And on today's program, we're going to have several segments designed to inspire you to live a well-rounded life. We have a devotional thought, we're going to have a health segment, and we're going to have some music. But first, let's take a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history, in 1980 at 8:32 a.m. Pacific time, Mount St. Helens, a volcanic peak in southwestern Washington, suffered a massive eruption, killing 57 people and devastating some 210 square miles of wilderness. Called Luwala Clough, or the Smoking Mountain by Native Americans, Mount St. Helens is located in the Cascade Range and stood 9,680 feet before its eruption. The volcano has erupted periodically during the last 4,500 years, and the last active period was between 1831 and 1857. On March 20, 1980, noticeable volcanic activity began with a series of earth tremors centered on the ground just beneath the north flank of the mountain. These earthquakes escalated, and on March 27, a minor eruption occurred, and Mount St. Helens began emitting steam and ash through its crater and vents.
You know, nature is beautiful, but it's also unpredictable in many ways. And unfortunately, sin has marred the beauties of nature in so many different ways. And yet in the midst of it all, we can still witness the loving love of God through it all. And as we witness or hear about volcanic eruptions, we can picture the unending love of God. Just as a volcano erupts and overflows and engulfs whatever it's in its path, so too does God's love for us overflow, and it will never end. It will never end, friends. And so as you go about your day, look out for ways that nature can reveal God's love for us. It will be truly amazing.
It truly is amazing. Well, it's time for us to get back in the kitchen, friends. Ready, Set, Cook is back in the kitchen, and they are here to teach us how to make vegetarian pad thai.
Thank you.
On today's Reflections of Hope episode, we take a look at another simple and sobering spiritual lesson from our house fire. In these final moments of Earth's history, Jesus is pounding at the door of our hearts. He's trying to wake us up from our spiritual sleepiness. He is pleading with us to get ready for evacuation. Watch now and share.
It was an amazing day. My wife and I had taken some of our visiting mainland friends to explore the east side of our beautiful island home. We started our morning at the beach, whale watching and swimming, and we ended our day with a spectacular mountain hike up the Pali. We stopped and got shave ice along the way. The food was great, the fellowship was sweet, the day was so relaxing, and it ended in a most beautiful sunset. I went to bed tired and satisfied, looking forward to a good night's rest. Excited for another adventure, this time on the west side. Nothing was out of the ordinary. I expected to wake up as usual to another beautiful Hawaiian day. I had no idea what was coming. At 3 o'clock that morning, I was rudely awakened by a terrifying scream. There was a loud pounding on my door. The house next door was on fire. And when I rushed out of the house, I was brought face to face with a blazing inferno. It was already as high as our two-story home, and it began to reach over our walls. I did my best to protect our home, but my puny garden hose did absolutely nothing. It was good enough to water my mango tree, but it was powerless over this angry conflagration. 5 minutes later, and the fire had broken our windows and was spreading in our family home, the home that my beloved grandfather built from the foundation up with his own hands. Had we slept just 5 minutes longer, perhaps I wouldn't be here to tell the story. I didn't have any time to gather any of my possessions. I only had time to wake up my wife, throw on a shirt, and get out. And thank God we all got out. It was a crazy experience. One of the many lessons I learned from this ordeal is that we need to live our lives to the fullest and to live each day as though it's our last, and to be ready always to meet death in peace. I've also learned that time flies in a crisis hour. You see, just as I only had a few moments to escape the fiery destruction of our home, so too we in this world only have a little bit of time to prepare for the final destruction of planet Earth. The Bible says that the world is passing away and the lust of it, but he that does God's will abide forever. But unfortunately, many are indifferent to the crisis hour we're in. Many are sleeping in carnal security, thinking that they're going to wake up to business as usual. Many are indifferent to the signs of alarm going off all around us. Economic instability, political corruption, moral decay, international unrest, terrorism, and natural disasters increasing in intensity and frequency. All of these are signs that the end is very near. And in these final moments of this Earth's history, Jesus is pounding at the door of our hearts. He's trying to wake us up from spiritual sleepiness, and he's pleading with us to get ready for evacuation. You see, friends, we don't have time to be storing up our treasures in a world that will soon be destroyed. We don't have time to waste upon the trivial things of life, things that make no difference in light of eternity. Right now is evacuation time. It is a high time for us to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. It is time for us to seek the Lord with all our hearts. Time to pray like we've never prayed before. Time to gather our loved ones at the altar of sacrifice. Time to give our hearts to the only one that can save us when this whole world is on fire. You see, just as I only had time to wake up my wife, put on my shirt, and get out of the house, so too we only have time to gather our loved ones and put on the robe of Christ's righteousness and get ready to leave this world of sin. And so today I encourage you to use the last few precious moments in this world to do the most important things in life. Hug your children, kiss your wife, spend time with your family, get rid of all the non-essentials, and most importantly, let God cover you with the fireproof robe of His righteousness. For it is only the righteousness of Christ that will last for time and for all eternity.
Are you enjoying today's program? Don't forget to share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more and search for us on YouTube. Check out our channel and keep up with us there.
That's right. You know, friends, we are delighted to spend time with you this morning. Coming up next, we have beautiful, inspiring music and a devotional from Faith for Today. We'll be right back with more. Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope, where we desire to help others experience the hope and love Jesus gives.
It's time for beautiful music. Please listen and be blessed.
Something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day. When God's people humble themselves and call on Jesus, and they look to heaven expecting as they pray.
Just to praise him, for I know he's working all things for my good. Every tear I shed is worth all the investment, for I know he'll see me through. He said he would. He has promised. I know ear can hardly fathom all the things he has in store for those who pray. I just feel like something good is about. Something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven. Oh, and brother, it could happen any day. Oh, when God's people humble themselves and call on Jesus, and they look to heaven expecting as they pray. I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, themselves and call on Jesus, and they look to heaven expecting as they pray. I just feel like something good is about to happen, and brother, this could be that very day. Oh, I just feel like something good is about to happen, and brother, this could be, sister, this could be, brother, this could be.
Friends, don't go anywhere. When we return, Faith for Today is bringing us a powerful devotional thought.
But first, we have Doctor's Orders up next.
We'll be right back.
Hey, why didn't you join me and sing with me?
Well, I was waiting for you to hit the right note, but you didn't.
Yeah, well, I know I'm pretty bad. You know, even though I don't have perfect pitch, I really do enjoy playing the guitar and singing.
You shouldn't worry about the perfect pitch. You know, music is about expressing yourself and enjoyment. Do you know it's linked to cognitive improvement? And for little ones, they improve their language development, and it's good for social interaction.
You know, in parts of the brain, the two halves function separately. The left brain is analytical and the right brain is artistic. Performing or listening to music impacts both the brain as a whole. Therefore, it stimulates both halves.
Yeah, and I guess maybe Einstein's mother knew that, because when she was told that Albert was not very bright, she enrolled him in violin lessons, and pretty soon she had a genius on her hands. And you know, it just a really beautiful example of how a child's intellectual capacity can be opened up by music.
So is all music good for you?
Well, that's a whole different topic, but let's just say for now that the music that you're playing and singing is good for you.
You know, even though I'm out of tune, do you mind if I go ahead and play and sing?
I think you should. Doctor's orders.
Thank you, Doc.
Welcome back to Wake Up With Hope, friends. Thank you for staying with us.
It's now time for our devotional thought. This morning, it will be brought to us by Faith for Today.
Levi had given up on church years ago. He said goodbye to the hypocrites, to the hopelessness caused by the Messiah's absence, to the hype of being a special people in a world that says you're not. It just wasn't for him. His parents insisted that Christ was coming soon, but Levi couldn't help but chuckle. The church had said soon for countless generations, and where was this God now? He was obviously tucked away somewhere in heaven doing God knows what, if he even existed at all. So with no proof to the contrary, Levi decided to live a more logical and productive lifestyle. He was smart enough and hardworking enough to create his own version of heaven on earth. It was painful to see the look in his parents' eyes, but he had to pursue his dreams. Gifted with the keen ability to read people and a knack at remembering the smallest details, he easily passed through the interview process and retained his desired job. Rome paid pretty well, and now he called them boss. They called him a tax collector. He was on his way to acquiring the wealth he had always imagined. Recently, many people, as they bustled past his booth, described a mysterious man in magical terms. Jews talked about him. Gentiles were perplexed by him as well. Word on the street had it that this enigmatic man named Jesus was going to speak to his growing fan base on the Mount. Levi had to know the truth about this Jesus fellow. Did this man truly laugh at the face of danger as he reached out and touched a contagious leper? And how was it that this Jesus's touch could blast away any trace of gray-green decay and replace a leper's ears, nose, and fingertips to their natural golden brown tone right before your eyes? Were the reports exaggerated when they claimed that Jesus had healed scores of people by calmly stating simple commands? Did he have that kind of power and authority over the demons? Did the wind and the waves actually obey him? And most importantly to Levi personally, did this Jesus really treat a Roman officer with compassion and heal his young servant? Matthew closed up shop and followed the crowd to the mount to hear Jesus preach. What he heard was unlike any sermon he had ever heard as a child in the temple. This guy used humor and sarcasm. He spoke with authority instead of simply quoting authorities like the other rabbis. With sharp wit and bold clarity, he spoke of revolutionizing the church by asking this question over and over with different scenarios. Is your religion making you more loving or more of a legalist? Right in front of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, Jesus said that there is a righteousness that surpasses even theirs. And the biggest kick came when Jesus said that these lifelong dedicated law protectors would not be going to heaven. Oh, the look on their faces. Levi would never forget that. It reminded him of how his face burned red hot every time they hurled insults at him for selling out to the Romans. He returned to his tax booth later that day, unable to shake the revolutionary words of Christ. Was it possible that the church could change? Was there a group rising up who would focus more on God's beautiful mission than on man's behavioral modifications? Everyone hated Levi because he was a Roman sympathizer. Might this Jesus have sympathy on him like he did for the Roman officer? Could there be a new way that works and makes sense to common people? Should he give God one more chance? It was at this moment that Levi looked up from his tax booth and his eyes locked onto the eyes of the approaching Jesus. The eyes of this rabbi were full of compassion and love. No one had looked at Levi with compassion for years. The Jews glared at him with the contempt earned by a traitor, and the Romans looked down their noses at him with the condescension of slave masters. Nobody ever looked at him with compassion. Nobody. Ever. But here he stood before Levi's tax booth, the magic man, all smiles and warmth. "I have a request," Jesus said. "I'm putting together a group of disciples, and I'd like for you to join us." Levi was speechless. No self-respecting rabbi had ever or would ever stoop to the shameful level of asking a student to follow him. No! A disciple always had to submit an application and wait for an agonizingly long time to hear whether they had been accepted or not. What was the catch? Where was the punchline? Where were the hidden cameras? But Jesus just smiled, these laugh lines curving the corners of his eyes as he said, "Matthew, follow me and be my disciple." Levi sat there, stunned. In a fraction of a second, several thoughts flooded his mind. Did Jesus just call him Matthew? Did he just honor him with a new name? How did Jesus know? How could he know how much Levi cringed every time people spoke his name? Levi, a name which meant joined in harmony with God. It was worse than a bad joke. The moment he had decided to become disjoined from the church, he also chose to stop singing in harmony with God. To be quite frank, he always felt like he was singing a solo anyway. Every time someone said his name, it was a reminder of what a failure his spiritual life had become. And now here Jesus stands saying, "I want to offer you a new start with a new name. I want to call you Matthew, which means God's gift." The tax collector tried to let the significance of Jesus' words sink in. God's gift. Love, acceptance, compassion, friendship, forgiveness, belonging, purpose, direction, and salvation. These and many more were the things being offered as God's gift to this detached church member. Could he start again? Might this be the secret to finding the inner peace that his wealth could never afford? This could be it. With the help of this man of God, he could go on a quest to build a faith that finally made sense. Without a second thought, he closed his books, closed his shop, and ultimately closed that very dark chapter of his life. Love and compassion did something to him that liturgy and commandments never could. It broke through to the deepest compartments of his heart. Now Matthew, filled with the excitement of exchanging his occupation of collecting taxes to a vocation of collecting souls, does what the rest of the world would do. He throws a party, and he invites all of his friends. It's a new birthday party, celebrating his new birth. So who does he invite? The only ones who will still have anything to do with him. His co-workers, the con artists, and all of their drinking buddies. Of course, Jesus and his first four disciples, James, John, Andrew, and Peter, show up to the party as well. They are the honored guests. One of the sharpest criticisms flung at Jesus from the Jewish leadership was that he spent way too much time with unchurched sinners. It would have been more palatable had he simply preached to them in some outdoor mixed setting, but instead he went to parties with them, not just Matthew's, but several others. He sat with unchurched people, laughed with them, touched their shoulders, touched their furniture, touched their dinnerware, and even ate their food. Now, this may seem kind of petty to us today, but at the time of Christ's ministry, it was unthinkable to do what Jesus was doing. Spiritual uncleanliness was transferable by touch, and this new rabbi not only wallowed in the unclean, his reckless behavior contagiously spread to his growing crowd of groupies. So, this is how Jesus treated the unchurched. He loved them. He opened up to them. He shared his ministry and his spiritual goals with them. If that doesn't give hope to you today, I don't know what will. But I think we can wake up with hope with that thought.
Amen, and thank you, Pastor Roy, for those inspiring words.
Amen, and thank you for watching Wake Up with Hope. If you'd like to learn more about our program, please visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And don't forget to join us tomorrow morning, friends. We will be featuring a story on puppies. We'll also have music by Endless Praise, health tips from Live It, and a devotional by Pastor Mark Finley. Make sure you join us then.
And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and you would like to learn more about the Bible, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides. Again, that's hope.study. And, of course, we can't leave without sharing with you a daily Bible promise. And today's promise is in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 10 and 14.
For God's will was for us to be made holy by the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all time. For by that one offering, He forever made perfect those who are being made holy.
What a power-packed verse. You know, friends, Jesus died that you and I might live. His sacrifice paid the price for our sins, and as we follow Him and accept His sacrifice on our behalf, we are made holy in the sight of God. What a blessed promise.
Amen. We enjoyed spending time with you this morning, and we pray that you will have a wonderful day.
Let's pray together. Oh, Father in heaven, today, Lord, our hearts are full. And as we begin this day, Lord, or continue on with our day, we look to the cross and we remind ourselves of the selfless sacrifice that Jesus paid for us on the cross. Thank you for your amazing grace, amazing love. And today, Lord, it will give us strength to endure until the end with you in our hearts, with you in our minds. In Jesus' name, amen.